motherfucking breadcrumbs.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Apropos of Nothing podcast. Buckle up for the sex.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
With very special guest.
Dennis.
Yay! Yay.
Zastara.
Zastara. Zastara. Zastara. Zastara. Oh, wow, that was bad.
That was horrible. I started it, so you're all supposed to keep up with me. Figure out your leg.
I need a drink after that. What are you all drinking?
I'm having a doctor fix it, but in a can cocktail.
James?
I am having the bottom third of a bottle of Bee Sting from Bumbling Ooh. Fools.
Which one?
Bee Sting.
Flavor? Which?
Bee Sting is the flavor.
Yeah, but was that the one that...
This one's jalapeno pineapple.
There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm drinking green apple cider with some Fireball.
A granny jump up.
Nice.
Yes.
Done. Whoops. I am drinking a Cider Boys first press in a bottle with a shot of Jameson in it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Does that improve the Cider Boy?
Probably not.
I don't know. I've been pre-gaming, so.
It's probably pretty hard to tell.
Oh, that's why you're on. Boom, boom, boom. All right.
All right. So, what y'all been up to?
I spent the week with Joe, and it was glorious.
Woo! Nice.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
So, you're not walking around much, are you?
I mean, between that and the whip party, what? I'm pretty sore from both of those things, yeah.
Awesome.
Aw, yay.
I did spend the week with Joe, catching up with him for a couple of months from like not seeing him for a couple of months. There was catching up, then there was catching up, there was also catching up, and there was catching up. We needed to catch up in multiple forms.
But
and
was there any catch up?
Nope.
Okay.
So yeah, like we watched things together. We
Don't
did
give me that look, James.
We made food together. We fucked like rabbits. You know, it was great.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Sunday afternoon, I left for a couple of hours to go to what we called a social distancing whip party.
Mm-hmm.
Which. Yeah, it was me and a couple of friends with our hey, I got distracted. Hi.
We have a second special guest making a brief appearance apparently.
Well, just the top of a head.
Just an appearance, not an audio.
Yeah, too bad I had the microphone muted.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, didn't want to interrupt you guys.
Never mind.
And take some pills.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so me and a couple of friends pulled out our 6-foot-long bull whips. Giggity. but no, we went to Slaughterdale Park and spaced ourselves out about 15 to 20 feet each and practiced our whipping. So I am also sore from that. But it was a good time. It was nice to be outside and talking to people, not face to face, but in each other's presence. If that makes sense.
Close enough to be within speaking distance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slight elevation to the voice, but you know, I do that by the natural anyway. So
what?
I know. Surprise.
Unusual and unexpected.
Yeah, so that is pretty much what I did with my week. It's Joe had to have the plumber over a couple of times for various things, so it was like distracting. Like normally, if I spend the night at Joe's, I get to sleep in the next day. And he is a cranky pinch when he has to get up early. But yeah, it was so yeah, there was a plumber in and out of the house for a few days. So that was annoying. It was like the timing was awful.
Right.
Like Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and then there was a backed up sink on Sunday that was unrelated, I believe. So that sucked. It was just like, ah, god damn it.
Got to get Joe to stop pooping in the sink.
Good luck. Know, if there was anybody I would think of that would poop in the sink, Joe is actually not anywhere near the top of that list. His right. OCD comes out in really exciting ways.
So there is a list.
yeah, do you know who's on top of that list?
No.
Who would poop into a sink? Very much so for comedic purposes.
May he rest in peace?
No.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
That was the first person I thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Where are you going with this, Jenna?
Who would poop
I've decided
sink.
Not to go there anymore.
Okay.
Not to go in the sink. Okay, good.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to go in the sink.
Good.
No, a bunch of people need that sink. Where?
Right.
Hey, James, what you been up to?
I've been watching Tales from the Loop. I don't remember if I talked about it on this podcast.
Doesn't ring a bell.
So,
but I
one
have
of
a
my
short
favorite
attention span, so that doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
You've brought it. I've at least heard about it from you, but
okay.
Please go.
One of my favorite still image artists decided to write a book based on the world of his art, which is kind of 1980s anachronistic tech plus Twilight Zone, and Amazon made a TV show out of it, and it's visually striking, and it seems to be well written and well acted. Like, I have no complaints about the series so far. Yeah, it's if nothing else, it's gorgeous to look at. The show is beautiful, the artwork is phenomenal, so I wholeheartedly recommend it. The music is great, so there's that. And I also started playing 7 Days to Die with friends from the booth, which is, I guess, Rust plus a survival building game, almost like Minecraft, but a lot more brutal than Minecraft, and there are zombies, but also wild animals. So at one point, I went down to a house to recover some items that they might have in there, and I saw a zombie fighting a mountain lion, and just quietly backed off up to a safe viewing distance in order to let them fight it out.
So you socially distanced?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's with Cole, Rue, and Cole's daughter, Kai. We ended up building a little fort that is essentially like our platform out at Fest.
Does it smell as bad, too?
Thankfully, that is not one of the cards that my computer has to offer, but
okay.
I'm quite certain that it would. Yeah. But it's decent fun, it's inexpensive, and it's in alpha right now, so I think there are probably...
Okay.
Probably the one thing that I will say is that the control interactions and things like that are really good if you learn the hotkeys, and really fucking miserable if you don't, and you are definitely not ever meant to play it on a gamepad, which I am. Playing it on a controller, because it's easiest, frankly. It's way easier than having USB cables strung across my living room to where I am. So, it's manageable, but you really have to mean it. You have to want to play that. We also succumbed to the temptation to be complete hipsters and have been baking sourdough bread. Surprising, I think, no one.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's what all the cool kids are doing.
I've now made 3 attempts. It is difficult, but worth it. The first one was an unrecognizable lump of fuck. It was thrown into the trash before I even put it into the oven because it was not going to be good. It was already bad. And then the second one turned out to be really good, but it didn't have inside the little bubbles that you want to have the bread be like really soft and and easy to cut and spread stuff onto and all of that stuff. It was still, it baked well, it looked good, it tasted great.
Okay.
So it was fine, but I did want more of the bubbles.
You want more carbonation in your bread?
Yeah. Okay. So this third one, I think, turned out the best so far. Yes. Okay, yeah, good. It tastes good. It looks fantastic and makes great sandwiches. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But it's a whole process, like an unbelievable amount of work for a loaf of bread. It's worth it, but also just, it's an investment of your time and energy.
I got myself a bread robot because I'm lazy as fuck.
Salsa, do you have input about my bread making?
Nope. Just amused that you consider that a time-consuming confection.
Hey, he's doing the work. I've got a bread robot, and I just plop some shit in it.
Yeah, no,
it
Jenna, you're a lost cause. You're
so we have a sourdough starter that has to be like tended to and fed and maintained.
I'm aware.
That's one. The second thing is, you have to do work with it the night before, and then you have to prepare everything and then check in on it and do a specific thing after you've made the dough and formed the kind of the ball for the loaf. You have to check on it 4 or 5 times every half hour to shape it properly and get everything mixed and working fully. And then you have to let it prove for, it's recommended 8 hours overnight, 6 to 8 hours. And then it's recommended that you let it continue to prove in the refrigerator for 12 to 24 additional hours. And then once it's done with that, you get to prepare everything and actually bake the loaf, which is another probably hours worth of work, which is not for me as easy as other bread making processes, like throwing a bunch of powders and shit into a bread maker and having it scoop out a loaf.
Compared to most breads, this is absolutely yes. Don't get me wrong.
Because it's like 3 hours of work spread out over 28 to 30 hours.
Sure.
Yep.
Seems time consuming. All right. Okay. Good.
No, and it's a good starting point for you, James.
Yeah, I've been working on trying to figure out broadcast audio from my computers in order to share video games and things like that without necessarily having to purchase a Zoom account. And even if I do purchase a Zoom account, you have to designate the correct audio devices and things like that, which isn't always amazing depending on which platform you're on. So
yeah,
that's another thing that I'm working on. Yeah.
I had my son's birthday party.
Aww.
My little boy is 5 years old now.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. So.
Didn't I just babysit that infant like 6 months ago?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
I don't remember it being that long ago when you said that Lilibeth was going to be a big sister.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's getting so big, and he is so funny. My God, that child is a natural comedian. And his mannerisms, like his mannerisms, like when he's explaining something to us, for example, like at dinner today, just like he was like, okay, you guys, and he was doing like this with his hands, like the five finger, you know, like, whoa,
visual,
whoa,
jokes,
you know, that's why I'm trying to describe it, James. So he's doing like the five, you know, both hands up in the air, doing the like pushing forward whoa thing, like as he's explaining to me, he's just like, you guys, okay, so this is like the okay, and it's just kind of like that, okay, you know, it just like those, that like that pattern of speech and that physicality, and it's just like, you are a little human being. When did that happen?
Right.
But no, had his birthday party on Friday. I baked him his cake. I made a funfetti cake, two layers of cake with a ganache filling between layers.
Jeez.
And then decorated it and had little figurines on top of it from DuckTales, because kids love DuckTales. So there was DuckTales figurines all over the cake, which they were super happy about. But we invited all of our friends and, you know, to come drive by and do a drive-by happy birthday for them. So for most of the afternoon, from like 1 o'clock until like 6 o'clock, we just kind of had a semi-steady stream of people coming by. And we had bought sidewalk chalk that was just laying on the sidewalk, and people would come by and do sidewalk chalk messages and stuff like that, and do little drawings and have fun like that, and leave presents on the lawn for him to come and retrieve later. It was a grand old time. He was in cloud nine for the whole day. Yeah, it was great. Honestly, the best present he got was a friend of ours got him a stomp rocket. Jenna, it's basically a Nerf dart attached to a little bellows that you stomp on, and it shoots the Nerf dart straight up in the air. And they played with that thing for hours. It was put the rocket on the launcher, stomp on it, watch it fly up in the air, go retrieve it, put it back on the rocket, repeat. Just that's what they did for hours. And again the next day they kept doing it. Like that stomp rocket was definitely got used.
Okay.
It was really fun.
Nice.
But yeah, so no, we had his little birthday party, you know, which was just kind of a social distancing thing. At one point my brother-in-law, his wife came over with the brand new baby. The baby, this is a month and a half year old baby at this point, or something like that. And I got to hold the baby.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I got to hold the baby for a little bit. It was so good. Yeah, my wife and I both got to hold the baby for a little bit, and then and then later my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, came by, and we were chatting, and we were like, we got to hold the baby, and the death glare that we got.
Whoa. Yeah,
the fact that I got to hold the baby before she got to hold the baby, I need to leave or my life is forfeit right now.
Yeah. Point the first, you should know that. Point the second, I don't blame her. Point the third, well done.
Not at all. Yeah. all of these points I agree with completely. So yeah, other than that, you know, we've had
You're not gonna send us any more presents, and it's your fault, Salsa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she's mad because baby holding.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure once she holds the baby, then that will soothe things a bit.
Okay.
Let's hope.
No, one can hope.
Okay.
Other than that, we had a good, relaxing weekend. You know, it rained for a lot of the rest of the weekend, which meant that we got to stay inside and play with some of my son's toys. And my kids started watching Avatar. My kids and my wife started watching Avatar, and I would kind of look over their shoulder whenever I happened to be in the room. So I am seeing every third episode or so. Anyway, that's what we did.
It's a solid series.
Seems to be, from what I've seen so far, yeah.
Oh, it's real good. Don't skip anything.
Not up to me.
Yeah.
I said don't skip anything.
I said not up to me.
I almost forgot. I ended up doing a terrible 90s movie marathon with friends virtually.
Oh, God.
Using a program called Plex, and we watched what I want to say are really honestly some of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Go on.
There was Suburban Commando, starring Hulk Hogan, which is a fucking miserable film. There was... let's see here. We followed that up with Steel, Kazam... both starring Shaquille O'Neal. Steel was less bad than the others, but still not good.
Oh, so you got to see Shazam.
Kazam, where Shaquille O'Neal is a genie.
Yeah, Shazam, where that one comedian from the 90s is a
right,
genie.
Right, Sinbad.
Yep.
It's the mandala effect. The thing that that surprised me most was we watched a film called Freaked that I had not watched in probably a decade or more. It was something that I ended up watching a lot when I was 14 or 15, and I want to say that the humor of it is right at that perfect age for, you know, people who sit and listen to Adam Sandler tapes and laugh about dick and fart jokes on Adam Sandler tapes.
James, are always funny. You laugh about dick and fart jokes today.
Yeah, but not Adam Sandler's dick and fart jokes.
Fair, but...
Those are a little belabored for dick and fart jokes.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
Right.
Belaboring for a joke?
A dick and fart joke professional, thank you.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
So there's that. Surf Ninjas, Barbed Wire.
Was that the Pam Anderson one?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. No, these movies were terrible out loud, and we ordered amazing pizzas. Bryn was kind enough to treat me to enormous pizzas from Slice of New York in Minneapolis.
Hmm.
They have absolutely phenomenal pizza, but my favorite things are the stromboli and calzones that they make.
Yeah.
Those are fan-flippin-tastic. Unfortunately, I think at least two of the three of you can't eat their food.
I'm shocked that I can't eat food somewhere.
Yes.
Delicious Italian food? No. No.
Right.
What if it was me that could eat it?
They're just fresh fruit. There's just fresh fruit all over their pizza.
Yep.
Pause for a second. Or pin that for a moment. Joe and I watched a little bit of Gravity Falls today. Right, which is amazing. I rewatch. It's not a first time for either of us. It's probably a rewatch for us. But we were watching a specific episode where somebody got to wish for whatever they wanted. And what they wished for, among like one other very kind, heartfelt thing, was infinite pizza. And he's like, yeah, I just take a bite of the slice and it comes back. And they're like, oh yeah, that's a good use. But I was talking to Joe, like, huh?
I'm for it.
Yeah, good wish, man. Good wish. But I was like, I feel like that would not go well for me. Unless I could wish for an infinite pizza that wouldn't affect my gut. And if you can wish for whatever you want, then obviously that would be it. And Joe's like, what flavor would you get? And I was like, extra cheese. And he's like, wouldn't you get tired of that? And I'm like, never.
This is my one source of cheese.
Of extra cheese that didn't affect my gut. Are you kidding me?
This would be your one and only source of cheese ever.
It would be. Which is why I want extra.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But and it wouldn't be good pizza either. It would be that greasy ass.
Oh yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super greasy extra cheese.
Slab of wet cardboard. Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah.
You guys appreciate your pizza. Anyway, continue, James.
Yeah. That's that was the focus was just I tried so far every day this weekend to not do anything.
Well, you're adorable.
What's that like?
Saturday alone, I did 3 loads of laundry, a load of dishes, prepped the bread, helped with making masks, cleaned most of the living room, which we finished up today, which was also supposed to be our do-nothing day, brought up the 70-something pound air conditioner that was delivered on Saturday up the flights of stairs and then installed it. And other things. Just like that, yeah. That was Saturday. And every day this weekend has been that. Even today. Just so much. But we've been putting The Toys That Made Us, the show, The Toys That Made Us,
that
on
is
the
a
background.
Good one. That is a really good one.
While we do work and things, yep. And it is. It's, like, weirdly heartfelt.
No, it's good. It's really interesting hearing the history of how the He-Man toys just drove the show and, you know, things like that. It's really interesting.
Well, and today was Hello Kitty, Lego, and some other things.
Yeah.
Transformers. And it was, again, like, weirdly very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of emotion behind a lot of those toys, and just hearing, like, some of them, the toy came first, and then the TV show, and in others, the TV show came first, and then the toy. And my favorite was hearing them talk about how He-Man was the best. Because the He-Man mythos, they could take fantasy and cyberpunk and monsters and space and no matter what it was, it would work in the He-Man toy world. You know, they're just like, okay, we've got all these toys that don't sell very well. We'll take the arm off of this one and a leg off of this one and stick it on a torso, and we're gonna call him Cyber Dinosaur, and he fucking works.
Yeah. So
that's a really good show.
Yeah.
There were other things that I forgot to talk about.
Go for it.
By all means, we'll do 5 more minutes.
Okay, yeah, mostly my week was just Joe absorption. Yeah, no, take that however you want.
She
I
sure
ain't
did.
Ashamed. What?
Huh?
What?
I didn't hear, James.
I'm sorry, what? You're breaking up.
I'm going through a tunnel.
but there were two separate nights Joe and I had fires in the backyard.
Oh.
And that was delightful. It was the closest we could get to going out on a date.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, well, shall we go somewhere fancy? Perhaps the backyard.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You charmer.
I know, right? But yeah, so we had a couple of fires in the backyard, and it was just so nice to sit around a fire with my boyfriend, drinking and smoking, fucking with the fire, being better at it than he is, and, you know, having a good time. But the other thing that I did is I did come back home for a few minutes, a few hours, actually. I had to do some graphics work, which needed to be done on my computer that I specifically bought for that, rather than the Chromebook that was just hanging out with me at Joe's. So I did some of that because, hey guys, Adventurous Artists is a group I've been working with to help build a few fundraisers for raising money for Minnesota Fringe Festival. Because the festival was canceled, they are not going to be having the income that they necessarily would. They need to raise $100,000 in order to be able to do Fringe next year.
Jeez, wow.
Right. Because they still got to pay out, like, at least partial contracts on venue things and staff and all the rest of it that continue, you know, that was already paid for. And then the rest of it that, you know, still needs to do to keep going. So, yeah, like, they're very reliant on those ticket sales, and there are no ticket sales. So... so yeah, but I've been doing a lot of graphic work type stuff, website building, things like that for Adventurous Artists. Go like it on Facebook, follow it on Instagram, follow it on Twitter. You can go check out the website if you need links to any of that. The website is adventurousartists.com, because I'm really good at this. And check things out. But spent a few hours at home on Saturday so that I could get some image work done and spend some time with my daughter, who still exists. It's wonderful. I love that. As a parent, it makes me feel accomplished. But she has been slowly buying or getting computer parts to be able to build her own computer.
Yeah.
So we started building the computer on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to stop when we realized we had not yet received the power supply.
Oh.
I know, it was so frustrating. So, yep. Double checked, power supply was a little delayed. We should get it by next Monday. However, working with Jessa was both wonderful and frustrating because she and I deal with frustrations differently. And that goddamn motherboard, I tell you what, it was being a pain in the ass to get into the Cassie. So, there were very unclear instructions as to how to set up the peg and the screw portion of mounting the motherboard. Very unclear. We tried three separate ways before Jessa was like, you know what, actually I think it does this. And then she did it, and it worked. And I was very proud as a mother. But during that process, we were frustrated. And, it's, you guys, my daughter is her own person now, so...
It's weird.
I can't tell her what to do anymore. Garbage.
Yeah.
God, being a strong, independent woman, who thought that was a good idea?
I did.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Then Dennis, this is your fault.
Okay. All right. What do you? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's basically right. It. Is that we got that to that point, and then we were like, ah, son of a bitch, and then frustrated for the rest of the day. But. All right.
What do you say we take a break and then come back and talk to Dennis for a while?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yee.
I know.
Weird.
It's odd, right. But I figured we'd try something new.
All right, that's fair.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Dennis, are you good?
Yes.
Are you back?
Let me rephrase it. I'm back. I don't think I'm good.
Oh, no.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Oh, God.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dennis.
Yay!
And Dennis is back, but he's not good.
There.
Is it the times?
They are a-changing, I've heard.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, just the idea of good, I don't think is a real thing.
Oh. Huh. No, actually, I kind of agree with you on that.
James is going to have speaks with you.
Yeah, I would be super interested to break this down, find out what your thoughts are on that, either on this podcast or just, you know, in general.
I mean, we've brought it up, by all means.
No, it's just
unless
like,
you have something else you'd particularly care to speak of.
Yeah, this is your time, whatever you want to talk about. And if you want to talk about the concept of not good, then yes. I would love that, but if you had other things you wanted to talk about, then please do.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk about the existence of good yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Ooh.
Mostly, I just kind of want to like share my perspective of being an essential employee.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. To set a little stage here, I am a public-facing government employee. So
yeah.
I see the public a lot. And, oh boy. Also, I think, like, by virtue of being diabetic, I'm also, like, in the high-risk categories.
Sure. Technically, yeah.
So this pandemic is just super great. Super, super great for
not stressful at all.
Oh no, why would it be? Like, my day hasn't changed at all. I still, you know, walk into that bodega and see, you know, 8 people standing close and not wearing masks and yeah.
God.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, let me like whine about having to go outside and bemoan about how I'm not stuck in, but
I mean
it sucks for everyone.
Yeah, it does suck for everyone.
I still feel like that's legitimate.
But yeah, I feel like you have
it's not a competition. Yeah,
and exactly, yeah, it's not a competition. Please air your grievances.
But if it was a competition, I think I'd be winning.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Worst competition ever.
Yeah.
It's not a competition. It's not a competition unless, you know, I'm winning.
James, I think another trophy is in order.
Ooh. Yes.
Just think on that. It'll, anyway, can you tell me that?
A trophy, not a ramp.
Well, does it need a plate?
Is it like a platform, but at an angle?
But right, so that it rises gently, but not. It's not a ramp. I don't.
It's an inclined plane.
Yeah. I don't know why this is confusing. Stefan Senpai actually used the "it's not a ramp" on me this weekend.
Really? Oh. Yep. Dennis, can we hold on a second? I want to hear this story real bad.
I do too.
During the movie marathon, I was looking at trivia for Surf Ninjas, which is an abyss that definitely stares back. And
I believe it.
I had thought that the pair of brothers that are in that film are played by real life brothers, a junior and senior. But they are not. Instead, the older brother is the junior, and then someone different in the film is the senior. But they're like the second and third. But it's so there was confusion, and then I was like, but it was okay, it's 2 years, but then like this other thing, and Stefan was like, James, it's a ramp. God damn it.
This is the correct use of that phrase.
Yep.
I'm so glad this is a thing.
Oh, James, me too.
Are you saying you didn't like Surf Ninjas?
I want
At
you to.
At one
right
point,
now.
I did.
It has Leslie Nielsen. It has Rob Schneider.
Yes.
It has surfing.
Yeah.
It has ninjas.
It's got appropriated Beach Boys songs.
It has really sweet 1990s computer graphics.
Ooh.
There's the Sega Game Gear.
There is.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if it was Surf Ninjas or Three Ninjas, so thank you for clarifying.
It is Surf Ninjas.
I don't see a downside to this, James.
Well, right? Then you haven't watched
the movie.
What's
your problem?
No, to be fair, I haven't watched this movie in 25 years.
Yeah, see, that's I'm going to say that's probably why you have glowing and fond memories of it. You have listed the good parts of it, and I believe that you have handily forgotten the rest.
Oh, God, I cut out for a little bit, so I missed everything.
What was the last thing you heard?
Yeah. I was telling them.
Gone.
Yeah, I was telling them that the movie is not good, but that they are correct about the good parts of that bad movie.
I think she's gone. Anyway, Dennis, just keep going.
I think I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, keep an eye on space.
I was going in and out, and I was about to message, and then. I could hear Salsa. The first thing I could hear again was, "And Jenna's gone." And I'm like, no, I just got back. Oh, God, don't close the door.
Oh. So where was I?
The existence of good.
No, not yet.
No, you are an essential employee. That is what we have gotten to.
Not only am I an essential employee, but my wife is also an essential employee. So literally nothing has changed in our house.
Yeah.
Sure.
She would have been on with us tonight, but she has to be at the office at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Right. So like, you know, we will get home after a nightmare day for each of us and the house is kind of falling apart. We don't have any energy left from taking precautions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your cleaning routine? Like, do you shower every day when you get home? Do you, like what are you doing to...
Salsa, it's a pandemic, and we have depression, so... 2 to 3 days per shower.
But that's why I'm wondering, like, what does this look like for you guys?
I mean, come home.
Is it basically just
garbage food?
Purell and pray, or is it like what steps are you taking?
We don't pray.
Not to a deity.
I'll pray for you.
Oh, fuck you. I mean, I'm sorry, Jenna. bless your heart.
Oh, shit.
I believe that they prey on burgers and fries and gluten-free chips.
Pringles aren't gluten-free.
Pringles are gluten-free or aren't?
They are not.
Mm.
They use barley malt as a sweetener.
Oh. Huh.
Right?
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, super annoying.
Yeah.
So, well, plus that that dust, that flavor dust that they put on it, is just made out of middle fingers. So.
Delicious middle fingers.
Mm-hmm. Oddly, yeah. I love that. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, the flavor is just where they put that finger last.
Oh. Is it the same with, like, combos?
Yeah.
They all taste like salt and cheese product.
Right. I
Which
had a significant
not
other
product at all because I can eat it. It's delightful.
I had a significant other look at combos and be like, "That's disgusting. Those are dog treats for humans." And I was like, "Yeah."
And
I've eaten dog treats for dogs. Why would that dissuade me from eating these?
Right.
Yeah, dog treats for dogs just, like, need some salt. That's about it.
Yeah.
It's just protein.
Otherwise, they've got good, you know, body to them.
It was one of my favorite things from a book that Bryn and I are reading together. It was like, I grabbed a fistful of dog treats that looked like little grilled steaks, and I realized in that moment that the tiny grill lines they'd painted on were not for the dog. They were purely for my benefit as the person giving them to the dog, and that the dog has no idea what the fuck they are.
I think the dog might, if they have a bad person, get accustomed to eating things that are from the grill. So, you know, maybe that works in some weird Pavlovian alternate reality.
Huh. Maybe so.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
Is the answer put our children into a Skinner box?
I mean, James, you and I don't have children that
yet.
We know of?
Yet.
Fair. And
to be fair,
I am not going to be the one to put somebody else's child into a Skinner box.
Yeah, that just seems rude.
Yeah, I think there's some laws against that.
Well, yeah, it's that person's child. They should get the joy of doing that themselves.
Yeah, they get first dibs.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise you're just, like, ruining it for them.
I have many problems with this.
Well, and where do we define, like, where someone is no longer a person's child? Like, would you put Jessa into a Skinner box?
I don't think you could put Jess into a Skinner box.
If I tried, I would end up in the Skinner box. This is like the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner relationship that we have established in our friend universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no way you could.
And there would be an angel that fell on his head and he wouldn't know where the fuck it came from.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, strapped to an enormous rocket.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm assuming as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what beer made out of dog treats would taste like.
I'm going to say dog treats.
Yeah.
Going to go out on a limb.
Well, if they're full of protein, you're... I don't know if you're going to get a very good head, because it's going to be kind of oily.
Yeah. But, I mean, Guinness has a lot of protein in it.
I think it also depends on what dog treats. Are you talking about, like, bacon strips? Or are you talking about,
I mean,
like
the little, the bone-shaped ones.
The wishbone?
Yeah, like wishbones.
I don't
steak.
Have a dog.
Steak ones.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I might have to try it.
I mean, I could have made beer involving, like, cat treats, but...
Hmm.
I mean, cat treats are literally just, like, quarter-inch cube cow liver.
Right.
That sounds good, though.
Oh, they
really
like it.
That sounds delightful. Yeah.
It's.
No, I'm pretty sure I'd really like it too.
Oh, speaking of liver dog treats for people, I made little haggis pies again with mashed cauliflower, like mashed garlic butter cauliflower.
Oh, why? Why?
Because it's delicious.
No, it's not. There's nothing good about cauliflower.
It's like broccoli's ghost.
Broccoli's not good either.
Oh, I like broccoli and cauliflower.
I like broccoli. I do not like cauliflower.
Huh.
In fact, the next time either you or Bryn need to pick something up off the porch, let me know, because I got like 5 fucking bags of frozen cauliflower in the freezer just taking up space. Ooh. Please use it, because I won't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say that I hate cauliflower less than broccoli. But
same.
It's not my fave. I've only really had it as like cauliflower as a substitute for something that's good. Oh, mashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes. Like, why do you lie to me like this?
Have you had like pizza crust made out of cauliflower and cheese?
I have, and it's, why do you lie to me like this?
Oh.
Like, I know that pizza crust is a lie for me.
Apparently there was a brewery in Florida that makes a milk bone stout.
Huh. I could see that. Milk bone stout would be pretty tasty.
I may have to try this someday. Anyway, what were you guys talking about? I was thinking about beer.
we were talking about how much salsa likes beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you made a cauliflower beer yet?
No, I have not. Although it...
I wonder if that would even work. Because it's not a starch. It doesn't really have much for sugars.
Not much. So you're going to need to use a lot.
Yeah, you would definitely need to maybe boost it with something.
Or figure out what that cauliflower flavor is soluble in.
Yeah.
Butter.
I don't think adding butter to beer is a good idea.
No, but adding butter to cauliflower is.
I mean, yes.
Cauliflower is just bad. Like, if you can cover up the taste, great, go for it. But that doesn't make the cauliflower any less bad.
No, cauliflower itself is just a vehicle for ranch dressing. Like, that's it.
I could think of better vehicles for ranch dressing.
Yeah, so
can
I. But that's all cauliflower is usual. Like, even saying cauliflower beer, like, what flavor does cauliflower have?
Dog food.
Does cauliflower
weirdly,
have
it is
a flavor?
Kind of close to dog food. It does.
It has a
it
texture.
Tastes like,
it has a texture, look, but does it have a flavor?
Yes, it does. In the same way that potatoes have a flavor.
You taste just somebody put a dropper of something on your tongue and go, oh, that tastes like cauliflower. Could you do that? I don't think I could do that.
Is cauliflower the lutefisk of vegetables?
No.
No, because lutefisk has...
In and of itself does not have a flavor. Hmm. It's just conveyance for butter or a white sauce.
I've never had lutefisk.
Lutefisk has
smell.
A horrible texture. And it smells weird when you're cooking it, but once you actually get lutefisk, it really doesn't taste like much of anything until you put something on it.
I've never had cauliflower, so I cannot speak
for a second.
It tastes like soap.
Lutefisk?
Lutefisk has a distinct, like...
The lye, you mean?
Yeah.
Soapy flavor to it. Not like a strong, bitter soap. Not like liquid soap, but like a bar of ivory. Yes.
Specifically ivory?
Well, because I got my mouth washed out a lot as a kid.
James has done an extensive taste test of different bars of soap.
You're not entirely incorrect.
Were your parents also not fans of puns?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
But okay, so back to cauliflower for a hot second. Cauliflower does have a taste because there is nothing worse than a cauliflower burp.
I don't think I've ever had a cauliflower.
I mean, having somebody urinate on a pile of feces and then feed it to you might be worse.
Okay, from my experience.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to say slightly.
And we have shared some pretty terrible things that
I don't know if I've
ever
had a cauliflower burger, so I don't know, but that does. It just sounds.
I'm going to say Malort is worse than cauliflower or cauliflower burps.
I would take Malort over cauliflower.
What?
I have an unopened bottle.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Unopened is the way that a bottle of Malort should stay, yes.
Right. Right. Like the Book of the Dead, you just leave it closed.
It becomes something that...
It's like Indiana Jones movie just waiting to happen. You open it up and faces melt. It'll be great.
So, speaking of Indiana Jones, okay... I'm playing. I am playing Assassin's Creed right now. Syndicate.
Okay.
And yeah, I realize that in all of these movies, there's always like a vault where you have to solve a series of difficult puzzles in order to unlock this item. This weapon or this outfit or something of great value. And I realized. It might be kind of fun to make a game that is just you are an old former like somebody who used to do this a lot, and now your legacy is like in 100 years they're going to need my help, and so you like design and build a vault to put your equipment in, so that after you pass away, like generations later, somebody can find your stuff and use it to do good things. But like
almost like a tower defense game.
Like, well, not, no. Like a vault design game where you design, where instead of solving the vault, you design the vault.
Yeah.
That does sound like a tower defense game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've got like a wall of spikes.
Because that's what the tower defense game is designing your defense.
I suppose, and I'm thinking more designing the puzzles. But figuring out where it's going to be, like I am, they're building a skyscraper, know, 3 blocks from my house, and in 100 years, this skyscraper will be an important landmark, and so I need to figure out a way that on the cornerstone I need to put of this building, I need to have carved this sigil so that people know to go to the 13th floor and hit this button, figuring all that out. James.
So, are you describing a vault building simulator with including the puzzles and everything? Because we all know, Salsa, how much you love sim games.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't be designing the game because I suck at that sort of thing. But that might be an interesting... it might if it was a vault simulator in which I was an aged assassin, like I was Ezio Auditore, who was like, in the Revolutionary War, which hasn't happened yet, they're going to need my armor, so I need to, build this container and make this solvable thing and then build these items that are going to be dispersed around the world for them to find and somehow not be destroyed in the intervening centuries. I would probably play that.
Alright, we found a sim game for Salsa.
There's weirdly kind of a game that is the Inside Out version of that called Besieged, where they just give you a bunch of Lego blocks to build siege weapons to break into towers and cause mayhem. And I could see it being the inverse of that, where you're using all of these little mechanical beams and axles and wheels and things like that to build death traps and puzzles and challenges. And then... Salsa, you hate people, so it would have to be the computer that tries to run it.
Well, of course.
and not like another human, but I feel like that's entirely doable in the besieged engine. Because somebody made a giant war corgi that peed cannonballs on enemies and coughed fire, and then made a Sikorsky power lift helicopter, a sky crane, with oppositionally rotating rotors and things like that. Like, it's pretty intricate. So yeah, I could see that being extremely useful for this.
And like I said, I don't know what form the game would take necessarily, but like, you know, at the beginning of Indiana Jones, where he, you know, goes into the temple and steals the golden idol and the big rock, you know, comes and rolls down. But beforehand, there's like the spikes that shoot across and the arrows and the rocks that fall the way and the, you know, all that stuff that happens. Like, there needs to be just like a game where somebody is like, okay, and so in the first chamber, we've got your arrows that shoot across the floor if you step on this trigger, and in the second chamber we've got the falling floor, and in the third chamber, you're designing the dungeon, you know.
Mario Maker.
Ooh. Something like a Mario Maker / Overlord /
Boss Monster plus Mario Maker.
So, Dennis.
Yes.
How do you feel about the existence of good?
It's complicated.
That's a Facebook status.
Okay.
Yes. So there's this medical condition called dysthymia, or persistent depressive disorder, if you like the DSM-4 over the 5, which I'm not going to shame, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you ask me if I'm good, the answer is just going to be no. Because, what is good? What is good? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Hurt me.
No more.
No more.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up. It was the same guy.
Everybody dance now.
Should we take a break?
Seems like the opportune moment.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with you know what.
What?
He fixes her cable?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
You are my favorite guest ever.
Thank you. Is it because I'm mean to Salsa?
Yes.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm mean to Salsa.
It's a good thing because it's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mud Stuffin'.
Yay, Mud.
Yay, Mud.
Mud starts off by writing, I know Salsa is loving this work from home, but I am going a bit stir crazy. Haven't written a Fast Five because I don't even want to look at a screen right now. Aww. Anyway, here's something for your enjoyment. Question number one.
Thank you.
King of the Log or fencing?
Fencing?
Fencing.
Like fencing booth? Yeah.
I'm going to go fencing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say booth, just fencing.
I know it doesn't. But the question might be, which booth is blah, 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 blah.
I'm going fencing.
I have to go fencing.
I
where are you
movie.
Every day?
Where are you less likely to contract the pandemic?
Fencing booth.
Yeah.
Fencing.
Because you're in a mask.
And gloves.
And
are 3 feet away.
And 6 feet away from someone because you've got both swords.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Question number two. Sorry, I bobbled the machine just as I was. Jenna or Jessa?
Jessa.
Fuck.
I think that I have been told that they're both funny while I was using the bathroom, but only one of them when I was elbow to elbow with the person. So Jessa. Elbow to elbow with the person telling me that this other person was funnier than I am.
I'm going with Jenna.
I think for many contexts, probably more context, I think Jessa is going to win. Going with Jessa.
Okay. Question number three. Shoehorn or lube?
Porcino, that's toast.
I feel like it's kinder to lube it in than shoehorn it in.
Yeah. I've got a bad feeling about this question, friends.
That is accurate.
I just got a really bad feeling that this is going to be an intensely personal question.
Yep.
All right, but I'm still going to choose lube.
I think I am currently in more need of a shoehorn. I do not currently have one.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
I'm just responding to James's response.
Yes, I know.
That's all. So
oh,
yeah, I'm going to go
shoehorn.
All
right.
Shoehorn.
Oh, but I have to switch to shoehorn because They Might Be Giants wrote a song about shoehorns.
With teeth.
Yes. Okay.
I might not need that shoehorn anymore.
Okay. I, Jenna, I'm with you there. I do have a shoehorn, and it is really nice.
Yeah.
It's a useful thing to have, and make fun of me for being an old man all you want. I love my shoehorn.
I mean, I got a shoe bench because I'm an old lady, but shoehorn would also be really, really handy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number four.
Oh, no.
Giant penis or kindness?
Which does James have more of?
That impossible to
it
determine.
It is a completely normal dick.
Yes, it is a completely normal, huge dick.
God damn it, salsa.
I'm going to say that even though James has an enormous penis, I'm going to say that he has more kindness.
You're very sweet.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to go
about kindness. I that is although I am a fan of quality pene. I do tend to look for kindness first.
I think that though he has both, the one he has in his heart is kindness. So I'm going with kindness.
I am more likely to show a stranger kindness. I'm not saying there's no chance.
Fuck, that made my day. All right. So, question number five. Red or green?
Excellent. I approve of this question entirely.
I'm going with green.
It's not easy.
I prefer having a green lawn than a red lawn. I don't know what that means, but there you go.
In my most recent logo work, I had a harder time getting the right shade of red than I did the right shade of green. So I'm going to go red.
I've never earned my green wings, so red.
Oh.
Now I'm confused. How do you earn your green wings? Or is that a question I want answered?
I'm going to say it's a question I don't even want to make up the answer to.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to Red Wings.
The shoes?
Yes, honey.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, salsa.
What is
all right.
This?
Moving on, I'm going to say
your
that...
James, you've got to explain it to salsa now. This is your fault.
Salsa, when two people are very much in love...
fair.
Is this a ketchup and mayo type thing?
That, God, I hope not.
Maybe. I'm not going to shame people for that.
Well, is this period blood or not? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, then why didn't you fucking say that, James? Jesus Christ, you're going to spend 5 fucking minutes acting like a child and just say fucking period blood. God damn.
Salsa, have you ever known me to spend any 5 minutes of my life not acting like a child?
I hate you so much.
That's a valid point. You both have valid points. You're both pretty. You can both go to the prom.
Yes.
No, we can't. It's dangerous out there.
All right. You can go to the social distancing prom.
Ooh.
I just need to take the sword the old man gave me.
Is that where they just play Morrissey and everyone cries, like, by themselves?
Only if it's Mike pretending to be Morrissey.
I'm okay with that, because fuck Morrissey.
Who's Morrissey?
Don't worry about it, Holly.
Okay.
I love that they can do that, but when I do it...
They don't have a history of taking 5 fucking minutes to say period blood, James.
Yet. Okay, so it's red or green. I would rather deal with green cards at work than red cards. So green.
Are those two separate types of cards that you deal with at work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that red cards were a thing. All right.
Okay.
I think that's when your marriage to somebody ejects you from the country.
That's not the government agency I work for.
Alright, opening up the second email. We find out that the first one was King of the Log or Fencing. Which, oh wow, which activity would you not want to do while vilifying?
King of the Log.
King of the Log.
Many, many, many years ago, Vilification Tennis did an Arbor Day show. And you can still find this on the YouTubes somewhere. But one of the activities that we did for Arbor Day was a log roll.
Yep.
Except, of course, we didn't have a log. So there was a very, very long 2x4 that was plopped onto the stage. And...
A warped 2x4.
Warped 2x4. And the vilifiers had to stand on this warped 2x4 and deliver insults. It was 1,000 times harder than you would have thought. Because you had to balance on this 2x4 while trying to have energy, and a lot of us are pacers, and deliver insults, but it was also warped. So, like, the balancing on it was a bitch and a half. So, yeah, I'm going to say fencing.
Yeah.
You would not want to do fencing?
Oh, no, no, no. I would not want to do King of the Log.
Yeah,
no, I would rather do fencing.
I am 100%.
Because I'm used to talking shit while I'm fencing people anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I'm 100% with Jenna for the exact same reason.
When you're doing championing, you're doing the physical equivalent of vilifying. Mm-hmm. Like, you're acting everything out without saying filthy stuff. So
sure.
I already kind of do that. Yeah, King of the Log.
Zestetta?
I already said King of the Log.
Oh, I missed it, sorry.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Salsa.
I missed it, I apologize.
Talking trash while sword fighting just seems natural.
Yeah.
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 Correct. As God intended.
Question two. I lost it. Where'd it go? Question two. If Mav was to join Vil 10, who should be Mav's coach? Jenna or Jessa? Also, Mav should try out for Vil. I said it, so he has to now. Isn't that how Fearless works?
Yes. I'm gonna say Jessa because Jenna is no longer a vilifier.
That's true. By default.
By default, yes. But that having been said, with Mavs,
let's assume for a second I was still on Vil.
I think with Mavs, I think Jenna would be able to handle him better.
I am better at handling Mav than most people. Mostly because he lets me.
Rose.
I don't know if he does that out of fear, but mostly because he
Gross.
Lets me. Not like that.
I would say that I have only experienced Jenna's coaching style, but based on that experience, I would recommend her to coach anyone.
I mean, she does have more champions than any other coach, doesn't she?
I do have more champions than any other coach.
Yep.
As far as I know, I've been out of the game, so maybe I'm not leading
fair.
On that anymore. But
your spawn is on cast, your amateurs are on cast. Basically, anybody you touch turns to Vil Gold.
Ew.
There were a couple that didn't,
You're
but
like
yeah.
the Vil Midas.
She replaces their mufflers?
Yes. And an oil job.
Hey.
Maybe she's just good at picking winners and putting them in the right direction.
Or winners are good at picking me.
I don't know how this works. I've never tried out for Vil.
Yet.
No.
It's a relationship.
No. Yeah.
I don't need to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Question number three. Shoehorn or lube? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Shoehorn or lube? How does James get his giant penis into his tiny car? I feel like...
Well, there's that oil change we were talking about.
I had this sense of dread. I believe I was correct.
I think for the sake of James, I'm just going to say shoehorn and then move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we all picked shoehorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
With teeth.
James, you're the one making it worse now.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
Question number four. Giant penis or kindness? Which would be a shame if James lost it? His giant penis or his kindness?
The kindness. There are a lot of things that don't require a giant penis.
I'm going to say kindness.
Or even any penis.
No, kindness.
Yeah.
I'm going to go kindness, but I'm going to say if anybody with a giant penis were to lose their giant penis, like, it's really big, so you should be able to easily find it again.
I have only experienced James's kindness, and I would miss that desperately.
I wasn't going to say it, and then you did. So
the opposite of yet is for now.
I wish I could say I've only experienced his kindness. But...
I was going to ask you if it was a slip of the tongue, but that too.
It was a slip of the tongue. Yes, it was. A lot of slipping. A lot of tonguing.
Oh, Salsa, I miss when we could hold hands and record.
I know, yes.
Get a room.
Question number five. Red or green? When making stuffed peppers, do you prefer red or green bell peppers? Does it make a difference?
It does. They have a different flavor.
Really?
Slightly different flavor. Red tends to be a bit sweeter. Green tends to be a bit crisper. More of an open flavor.
I've never noticed a difference.
It's very subtle. Green.
And you're not very good at subtle, so I can understand why you've
really
never noticed it.
And when you're stuffing, you're stuffing peppers, you really want the sausage flavor to be forefront, in my opinion. So
right. I think it depends on what you're stuffing them with. But overall, I'm going to go green, just because it is generally crisper, and so it holds together really well.
I appreciate the flavor of profile of red with yellow onions and things like that. Just sweeter overall, and then that helps to boost the savory and salty.
Yeah. Again, it depends on exactly what you're stuffing them with, but...
Correct. I should put haggis in bell peppers. Oh my god.
Why would you ruin a bell pepper like that, James?
To eat it?
I don't understand the question.
I need it now. Okay.
It was a joke.
I don't know.
Based on the stereotype of haggis not being good.
But it is.
Yeah.
It can be. It depends on who's making it.
Fair. All right. That is the end of the Fast Five. Thank you so very much to Mud. If you would like to send the Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Who has a shout-out? Jenna.
I got a shout-out. I want to do a shout-out to small businesses.
Do it.
Very specifically, today, Joe and I went down to the local small business Ace Hardware, one of the small business franchise Ace Hardware's, to pick up plumbing stuff for fixing the sink. And, oh my God, you guys, watching them try to enforce rules was horrendous. Most people did a good job. One guy did not. It was cranky, but those poor guys, they're working their asses off. And it was, I mean, it was a necessity. We need to be able to use the kitchen sink again.
Yeah.
So we did go out on small business, and a lot of small businesses are having a hell of a time because, of course, when you think home repair, the first thing you're going to think is a larger business. And they're having a hard time keeping things staffed and keeping their employees safe and all the rest of that. They're not as big, so they don't have as much space, so it's even harder. You have to restrict people. You have to have everything else. Buddy, small businesses, man, good luck. And shout out to you for especially the ones that are doing everything that they can to minimize risk while being able to handle the needs of people.
Mm-hmm.
James?
I've got a similar one, because it is a small business, Glam Doll Donuts. Not only do they make an absolutely stupendous donut, but they have figured out a great way to do donut sales while keeping their customer base safe. And it meant building a new entryway to their establishments.
Wow.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. So Glam Doll Donuts and I want to say Milkweed in Minneapolis, they both have my thanks for being excellent with all of this.
Dennis?
You don't have to have a shout out, but you can if you would like.
I am going to give a shout out to appliance repair technicians.
Oh, God, yes.
Because a couple weeks ago, our neighbor left their garden hose on overnight right by between our houses. And I woke up with 6 inches of water in my basement, and that burned out something on my clothes washer.
Sad.
But, you know, we got that fixed with some very kind and understanding appliance repair people. So big ups to them, because now we can, like, wash our clothes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to everybody who came by and wished my son a happy birthday over the weekend. It was having a kid while all of this is going on is tough, because they don't understand why they can't see their friends. And
yeah.
And I say they don't understand because they do understand. Like, they get it. Like, they know what's going on, but they don't. But it still hurts, you know. Like, having a birthday party and saying you can't go hug your friends, and you have to stand on the lawn while they stand on the sidewalk and just say happy birthday to you. Like, that's tough. But all the people who came out and gave him well wishes and everything, and he was floating on a cloud all day, just because he was having such a grand time. So thank you to everyone who did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Who has something to plug?
I'm going to go ahead and plug Adventurous Artists.
Okay.
We have a fundraising show coming up in a little under 2 weeks. There will be a Zoom link for that. It's a very ridiculous concept. Where we will have three acts performing at the same time, but in different Zoom rooms.
Mm.
So you go to different places. You have to go to a room to see that show that's happening at the same time as two others. And you only have enough time to see two shows. So pick carefully.
Oh, no.
Huh.
In order to help establish the Fringe experience.
Yeah.
All three will be available at a later time.
Sure.
But being able to, you know, so you can get the Fringe experience, and then we'll be talking about donations and things like that. It is going to be ridiculous, and I am super excited for it. So to keep up with that, make sure you can go to adventurousartist.com. There are little social media icons, and you can get to things. Our primary source is Facebook, so go to facebook.com/adventurousartists, or find us in whatever search way you want. Mm-hmm. And then go like that, and yeah. go check that bad boy out. So that'll be the first Friday of this month. And then we'll be doing another one next Friday, next month's first Friday as well. So it's First Fringe Friday. So yeah, check those out.
There are also links on last week's episode.
Huh?
There are also links on last week's episode.
Yeah. And I will say, if you go to adventurousartist.com, if you're like, I don't want to do any of this garbage, but I'll still give them money. If you go to adventurousartist.com, there is a donate link with many different ways to donate to the Fringe Festival in various ways. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Two things. The first thing is, in addition to our regular Vilification Tennis show for the month of June, which is a ways away, which is our all non-masculine cast show, we will also have a Vilification Tennis Interruptus session, I believe 2 weeks before that show, and if you missed our award-winning... No, it's fine. If you missed our recent Vilification Tennis show, that's a good idea. if you missed it, it is still available online. You can go, you can see it. And now, as of, I think, two shows ago, if you donate $5 and supply the name of any person who was in that show, you can get their virtual trading card delivered to you with our thanks and adoration.
Mm.
So you still have the opportunity to catch those shows. I was very proud of the opening song, which was a parody of Castle on a Cloud from Les Miserables. Aww. For our musical show.
Nice.
So, yeah. Catch that online. Donate if you like it.
Okay, anybody else? I have the show I was supposed to do in July looks like it will be doing a online video version. Instead of live performances, we have videos of us doing what we usually do. I don't have a link to that or anything like that right now, but that is something that is in the works. Once we have more information on that, I will let you know. So at least I will have done something creative this year. Other than that, that's all I got. So, is there any final thoughts that anybody has?
Yeah. Bye, bye, I love you, bye, bye, bye.
Oh, that's a final thought, yeah.
All right, in that case, thank you to everyone who has been listening to this podcast. Thank you to Mud Stuffin for sending in that
Yay,
Fast
Mud.
Five. Thank you to Dennis Zastera.
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 Zastera. For being our guest and enduring what we have to dish out. That's all we have. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.